నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఎవరిబడి
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ,
నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
This is how Bhagavatam begins with this prayer. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. I offer my most humble obeisances unto Vasudev, who is son of Vasudev. Vasudev is Sri Krishna. Vasudev is his father. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. But that Vasudev has been described here with the adjective is Bhagavate, not just some Vasudev somewhere. No, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Bhagavate, Bhagavan Vasudev. I offer my most humble obeisances to this Vasudev. So today being the very first day of our Bhagavat Yajna, Bhagavat Katha here, it is also tradition to do Bhagavat Mahatmya on the first day of the Katha. So this evening we wish to dedicate with this Bhagavat Mahatmya, the greatness of Bhagavatam, the importance of Bhagavatam, the significance of Bhagavatam. Like this is advertisement of Bhagavatam, the commercials. Then you buy the product. You hear, buy this, drink this, and have this, and on radio, on television, all the time, there's a Coca-Cola Mahatmya. There's a Mahatmya of everything in the market. And when you are convinced, then you go for it, and you run to the shopping center and you purchase, or you order, like to have that product, after hearing glories of that Maya product, Maya's creation. So, well, I was going to say only difference, but big difference. We are also advertising here Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavatam, or why read Bhagavatam? World of difference. By hearing glories of those mundane products in the market, we get Maya. On the contrary, by hearing glories of Bhagavatam, we are convinced that Bhagavatam is the way to go. And we hear Bhagavatam, then we get Krishna in return. You like Maya or Krishna?
Krishna.
How many are for Krishna here? Very good. Everybody. Very well. 100% population is for Krishna. So before we get into Bhagavatam Katha, we'll hear importance of Bhagavatam. And we'll hear that directly from Suta Goswami. Sachidananda Rupaya. This has been compiled also by Srila Vyasadev, the compiler of Bhagavatam and compiler of this Bhagavat Mahatma is the same. Vyasadev, Srila Vyasadev, Sri Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadev, who is incarnation of Krishna. And his service was to compile the glories of Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam and also this Bhagavat Mahatmya. This has 6 chapters, this Bhagavat Mahatmya. It's quite a lengthy description, lengthy glorification of Bhagavatam. As you know, those who were listening to Suta Goswami, they were there for 1,000 years in Naimisharanya. There in when Sukadeva Goswami spoke this Bhagavatam unto King Parikshit, how many days he had? 7 days. And 7 nights also. They did not have to look at the watch. Oh, this program has been advertised to end by 9:30. And then count minutes. So, 45 minutes to go, only half an hour to go. But in Sukadeva Goswami's katha, there was no need to look at the watch. This katha was day and night. Are you ready? So as you know, our limitations. So we will have to summarize these 6 chapters, make them condensed in a small offering. Sri Sachidananda Rupaya Vishwatpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Sri Krishnaya Vayam Numaha. Obeisance is again and again. Never tired of offering obeisances unto Sri Krishna. Bhagavatam does this all the time, in the beginning, in the middle, at the end, all the time. Sri Krishnaya Vayam Numaha. Vayam Numaha. We, all of us, we offer our obeisances, pranam, namaskar, unto Sri Krishna. And what kind of Sri Krishna? Sachidananda Rupaya. His roop, his form, his sat, chit, ananda, sachidananda rupaya. And if you had time, you could then get into what is sat, and what is chit, and what is ananda. And you could further give purports and elaborations, but we can't do that. Vishva utpatyadi hetave, and this Sri Krishna is the cause of utpatti, the creation, and the maintenance and destruction of this world. And tapatraya vinashaya, and he does also the destruction of the sufferings of all of us. We're suffering from 3 kinds of sufferings are there. Tapat Traya means tapa, means suffering. Kast, duk, of 3 kinds. Adidaivik, adibhautik, adhyatmik. Well, you may not all understand. By just hearing these 3 names, 3 kinds of sufferings, then you'll have to come back for Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. In our ISKCON temple, every day we recite Bhagavatam. Not that we come once a year for Bhagavat recitation. Then you could get into great details. So three kinds of suffering that is important to know, right? If you want to be free from suffering, the first thing is diagnosis, nadi pariksha. And then prescription, and then you take medicine, diet, control, and then you get cured. It's very important to know what is our suffering. What are the causes of suffering? Then you could find the solution. The trouble is we don't even know what the suffering, what the problem is. The problem is that we don't know what the problem is. That's the problem. So besides these three, of course, according to Sri Krishna, there's another list. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are causes of suffering. And Buddha Dev, he had full realization of this. So he became enlightened. He wanted to find solution to these problems. Anyway, Bhagavatam is solution to that problem. And even if you do not know in great detail what the problems are, you'll be cured. Like the children do not know what the cause of my suffering. But if they take medicine, they're cured. So likewise, so we are also children of God. And if we take the medicine, this Bhagavatam is a medicine. This Bhagavatam is a cure, is a dose. So every day you come, we're all patients. This has become a hospital suddenly. The backyard of Haridas Prabhu has become a hospital. And you're all patients, and here are some doctors. And Bhagavatam is the solution. And you drink it. Children don't like to drink medicine, right? They don't like to. They push you. Sometimes kick. They kick the parents. Or push them away. No, 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 no. They close their mouth. Tight lips are tight. But the parents know this is good for my child. So somehow, ena kena prakarena, they make sure the child goes, takes the medicine. Now you do, right? You mothers? Sure you do. I know. My mother did that to me. And only when I got cured, then I said, thank you, mommy. I never said my mother, mommy. This is something Western. In Vedic culture, they would not say mummy and daddy dead. It was dead. Mummy is also is dead, right? Mummies of Egypt. They put them in the grave. Mummy, 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 and dead, dead, dead. Both are dead. Address them as, oh, mummy, mummy, you are mummy. Oh, dead, dead, dead. I never called my mother mommy, but I never said this. So when I was cured, I was, yes, thank you, thank you, doctor. So, tapatraya vinashaya Sri Krishnaya vayam namaha. Naimise sutamasinam abhivadya mahamatim katha amrita rasasvada kushalaha shaunako bravit. The setting where this Bhagavat Mahatmya has been recited, this is in Naimisharanya. The forest of Naimisharanya in North India. Some of you know Kanpur or Lucknow, any of these towns, Sitapur. You heard of this? Some of you. Yes. So near there, near Lucknow, near Kanpur, there's a forest north of those towns. The forest, now not so thick forest, but this is 5,000 years ago. In that forest, Naimisharanya forest, Bhagavatam was recited, and Bhagavat Mahatmya was recited by Suta Goswami unto Shaunak Muni, and 88,000 sages had assembled. How many? Did you hear that? 88,000! We are not even 88 people here. More. So 88,000 sages had assembled, and Suta Goswami was addressing them. Only 2 months ago, just for your information or maybe a little inspiration, 2 months ago, I went to this Naimisharanya. I had gone there some maybe 25 years ago. And again, 2 months ago, we were there with 300-400 ISKCON devotees. We traveled to Naimisharanya. And we did, there is also another tradition, to go to Naimisharanya and recite Bhagavatam, listen to Bhagavat Katha there. So 300-400 ISKCON devotees, we went, we traveled to Naimisharanya, we stayed there, and we were reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in the same place where Suta Goswami recited Bhagavatam. And sages were sitting there 5,000 years ago. Oh, that, what a thrilling experience. We're trying to hear those vibrations, those mantras, thinking that they must be still there. Atmosphere is surcharged with chanting of those Bhagavata mantras. On the banks of river, Gomati River. And we also took bath in Gomati River. Same place where, same ghat, same bathing place where Suta Goswami used to take bath. And the sages, they used to take bath. And they were also performing yajna like this. So we saw that place, spot where they performed their yajna. And we sat there and we were studying Bhagavatam just 2 months ago. So this recitation is Naimishe. So in that forest of Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami has been offered elevated seat, and he has been described as Mahamatim. Very intelligent. Suta Goswami, very, very intelligent, highly intelligent. And as he's on his asan, Suta Goswami, Shaunak Muni, on behalf of all the assembled sages, is inquiring. And Shaunako Abravit, Shaunak Muni speaking. And what kind of Shaunak Muni? Katha Amrita Rasa Asvada Kushalaha. Kushal means expert. He's very, very expert. What is his expert? Is Katha Amrita Rasa Asvada. First of all, Katha Amrit. You understand Katha Amrit? The Hindi speakers? I think everyone should know. Katha Amrit. The nectar of Katha. Katha Amrita Ras. Again, the mellows of this Bhagavad Katha Amrit Asvad. Relishing. He was expert in relishing the mellows, the nectar of Bhagavatam. That is how Shaunak Muni has been introduced and described as here. So, well, he is interested hearing Bhagavat Mahatmya. Suta Akhyahi Katha Saram మమ కర్ణ రసాయనం. ఓ సుత గోస్వామి ఇస్ బెగింగ్, ఓ సుత గోస్వామి ప్లీజ్, ఓ సుత గోస్వామి సుతమ ఖ్యాహి ప్లీజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్ కథా సారం, ది సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ భాగవత్ కథ, ద మహాత్మ్య భాగవత్ కథ. కర్ణ రసాయనం విచ్ ఇస్ నెక్టర్ ఫర్ మై ఇయర్స్. I'm very, very eager. I'm very hungry. I'm very thirsty. Please feed me the nectar of the glories of Bhagavatam. Suta Vacha, in response to this inquiry and appeal from Shaunak Muni, Suta Vacha, Suta Goswami now describes. కాల వ్యాల ముఖ గ్రాస త్రాస నిర్ణాశ హేతవే. లిసన్ టు ద భాగవతం. వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం ఇస్ దిస్? కలి కాల వ్యాల ముఖ గ్రాస త్రాస నిర్ణాశ హేతవే. కలికాల్, యునో కలికాల్, దిస్ ప్రెజెంట్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ దిస్ కలికాల్, Kali Yuga, the age of Kali. Kali Kala Vyala, this Kali Kala, the present times are compared to a Vyala, means big snake, big serpent. Kali Kala Vyala, and his mouth is open, ready to. We are scared, huh? Kali Kala Vyala Mukha Grasa, and this Kal wants to gobble up. He's just going, looking for some food, some prey. So as one is gobbled up, there's so much thrash. When this Kala Vyala makes people of this world his food, grass, then there's a lot of thrash, there's a lot of suffering. Nirnasha hetave. So to find relief from that suffering, so that you won't be gobbled up by this Kali Kal, so the Kali will not attack you, what you have to do? You have to listen to Bhagavatam. Those who listen to Bhagavatam, they are safe and sound. Like when there's an epidemic someplace, malaria, this, that, then they do inoculation, special injection. And after that you go to that area, to that country, nothing happens because you're protected. Inoculated. Though the germs, worms, the disease will not attack you. You'll be safe. So one who listens to Bhagavatam, and then of course we have to wander, go here, there, for so many practical reasons, mix, mingle, interact with the people. So this Kali is everywhere, Kali Kala Vyal is everywhere. But if those who have listened to this Bhagavatam, they are protected, they are safe. Arriba. Good news? News from Suta Goswami. As a Mahatmya, here is the example. But there's also like where there is peacock, you'll not find snakes there. You know this? Wherever peacocks reside, the snakes will not stay there. Snakes are scared of peacock. How do the peacocks do? So this Bhagavatam is like a peacock. Like a peacock dances, peacock is beautiful, peacock dances. So Bhagavatam, there's a bhakti, and bhakti, nratyati, bhakti is always dancing. Then what happens? Where there's a snake, where there is a peacock, snakes flee in fear. They run away. They're scared. So where there is Bhagavatam, then this Kali, Kal, Avyal will flee in fear. You'll be scared of this Bhagavatam. Hey! It's Bhagavatam reciting. Hey, this person has heard Bhagavatam. Then Kali, Kal runs, scared of. Stays at safer distance, offers pranam and goes away. Peacock. Hare Vrindavan Dham ki. Peacocks have come. Krishna must be just around the corner from here. So what happened? Sutta Goswami is describing. Parikshite katham vaktum sabhayam samsite shuke. At the time of Shukadeva Goswami's Bhagavad Katha, which was first katha, the first reciter of Bhagavatam is Shukadeva Goswami. So as he was about to begin his Bhagavat Katha, the demigods came, devatas, they came. Sudha Kumbham. And they were proposing to Sukadeva Goswami, oh, we have this nectar from when we did the churning of the Samudra Manthan, churning of the ocean. And devatas on one side and then asuras on the other side. The demigods, the devotees and demons, they're both engaged in this effort of churning and churning and churning different 14 ratnas, jewels, appeared. And anyway, poison also appeared in the beginning. At the end there's a nectar. And to get that nectar, we go to Kumbh Mela, you know. Four places in India, there's a Kumbh Mela held. The same nectar from the churning of this ocean, it emerges every after 12 years. This coming 2007, January, there's a Kumbh Mela, Ardha Kumbh Mela in Prayagraj, Allahabad. If you are in India that time, or if you want to come, please come. A big mela, big, and there will be ISKCON camp also. So the same nectar appears. And everyone runs to get few drops. As they take bath, they are benefited by that nectar. So some of that nectar from that churning of the ocean, these demigods had a pot. And they proposed that you please give this nectar to King Parikshit. We heard he's living, he will die in 7 days. So we have this nectar, you please feed this nectar. And in exchange, you give this Bhagavat nectar to us. This was not a good deal. Kva sudha, kva katha, kva chakacha, kva manir mahan. And in response to this proposal, Sukadeva goes, hey, get lost, go away. You have come with broken pieces of glass. When there's accident, you know, there are hundreds of pieces, thousands all around. What's the value? You have brought some broken pieces of glass, this nectar that you are talking about, and in exchange you want the diamonds and rubies and the monies and Marthak money and the jewels. No. Go away. You are trying to compare the nectar of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Kathamrit, with the amrit that you are carrying. No, cannot be compared. That may give some kind of moksha, but this gives Krishna prem, this gives bhakti. Entrance into Vaikunth is possible by recitation of Bhagavatam. Who cares for mukti, amaratva, immortality? Real life is life of devotional service in association of Sri Krishna. That is delivered by this Bhagavatam. You are offending Bhagavatam. You have not understood the value of Bhagavatam, you demigods, you devatas, you go away. Srimad Bhagavati Vartha Suranamapi Durlabaha. And the conclusion is, even to the demigods, to have opportunity to hear this Bhagavatam is rare. Even demigods are not eligible when they have no proper understanding of the value, the significance, mahatmya of Bhagavatam. Then they cannot sit and hear Bhagavatam. Then Sudha Goswami gives another example. Satyaloke. In Satyalok, they had a tarazu, they had a weighing machine. Now you have a stick and little strings and then little, and you put and you weigh. This is how they do, even to this day in India and maybe some other parts. So in Satyalok, they had Bhagavatam on one side, they were weighing, and all other scriptures on the other side. The Vedas, the Puranas, the Upanishads, Mahabharata, everything. And which one do you think? This Bhagavatam was weighed down because very heavy, guru, very, and this part was laghu, halka. It was way up there. They're trying to add this, hey, another scripture I found. Another Vedang, oh, another Upaved, oh, another Upanishad, oh, another. Nothing. No change. Bhagavatam was very heavy scripture, loaded with jnana, vairagya, especially bhakti. And by seeing that, everyone was amazed. Dhatapi vismitaha, even Brahma was surprised. Hey, look! The Bhagavatam. Most valuable, the important, heavy. Because Krishna is heavy, the Guru is also heavy, not light one. So, when Dhruva Maharaj had Krishna, he had captured Krishna in his heart. That Dhruva Maharaj, he was just 6-7 year old boy, but he became very, very heavy. And the place where he was standing became a dent there. Where he stood, because he was holding Lord in his heart. So Bhagavatam is holding Bhagavan. So it was very heavy. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So as Suta Goswami describes, goes on with Bhagavat Mahatmya. He talks of Bhakti Devi, Bhakti, Gyan, Vairagya, whole family. And one time they were in difficult situation. And Bhakti Devi is approaching Narad Muni. And Narad Muni is asked, please find some solution to our difficulty, especially look at my son Gyan and look at my son Vairagya here. They're almost on deathbed, taking last breath. And Narad Muni had to do something, so he was traveling all over trying to find solution to the problem. And finally he reached Badrikashram. And he met four Kumaras there. Sanak Sanatan, Sanat and Sanandan. Four sons of. They're just babies, young boys. They always, eternally, they are young. They're old, very, very old in age, but they always remain young. And just boys. Kumar, not even young. Kumaram, Yavanam, Jara. There are three faces. So they always remain Kumar. So Narad Muni meets them. And as Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narad Muni has come. Who is here? And there, of course, Narad Muni is not in now. Guyana. Where is Narad Muni? He's in Badrikashram. And he worshipped Badri Narayan. And then he travels everywhere, giving Narayan to everybody. Because he is giver of Narayan, he is called Narada. Da means one who gives. Narad. The Jalada. You know what is Jalad? Who knows what is Jalad? Huh? Cloud. Very good. Jal is water. But Jalada, one who gives Jal. Who gives Jal? Who gives water? Clouds. A little tricky language, huh? But very wonderful. So we're also in Badrikashram. There we heard this. They're singing this. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Everybody! Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Narayana, 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 Badri.
Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
Everyone singing? Narad Muni singing. Let's sing after him. Like Ekalavya Prabhu, see how he's doing? He has been trained in Badrikashram and Pandharpur. And that one also. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. बद्रीनारायण की बद्रिकाश्रम धाम की नारद मुनि जी की चतुष्कुमारस की बद्रिकाश्रम इज ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द हिमालयन माउंटेन वन ऑफ द फोर धाम्स Badrikashram in north on the top of Himalayan mountains. In south is Rameshwaram, all the way near tip of the southernmost tip, Rameshwaram. And the east is Jagannath Puri. Tomorrow there's Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri, India, Orissa, one of the four towns. And fourth one is Dwarka in the west. In four directions, there are four dham, char dham yatra. Of course, Vrindavan is in the center and it is even above, superior to all these four dhams. So this great meeting between Narad Muni and four Kumaras is now taking place in Badrikashram. And Narad Muni that time, he did not look very happy because the four Kumaras even say, Katham Brahman Dina Mukha Patashchinta Duro Bhava Tvaritam Gamyate Kutra Kutrascha Gamanam Tava Idanim Shunya Chittosi Gatavito Yatha Janaha Vedam Mukta Sangascha Choditam Tava Karanam. What is the Karan? Kya Karan? What's the reason? You don't look very happy. Looking unhappy or distressed or face full of anxiety, one could read the face. Face is index of mind. But this kind of face is okay for the householder or a businessman. This is sometimes okay. He has gone bankrupt, or wife is always giving trouble, or this happened, or that happened, some death in the family, what not. But for you, we're not expecting this. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kamshati. We're expecting you to be Brahma bhuta, fixed in Brahma, para Brahma, and free from lamentation and hankering. But that's not the case with you right now. Hey, what is wrong? May we know, or could we do something for you? Oh, certainly, Narad Muni said, yes, I need help. Of course, it is not me who needs help, but I have promised someone to help, and I'm not able to help them by myself. I need some additional help, help from outside. And I heard Akashvani. Yes, yes, certainly you'll find the solution. Keep traveling from holy place to holy place, from one tirtha to another one, to another. You will meet some great souls, some mahatmas, and they will have solution to this Bhakti Devi's problem, this Gyan Vairagya problem. So this is, you know, I don't have difficulty, but para dukkha dukhi. I always, because of others' suffering, it comes to me, I take on other suffering. Vaishnava janate to tene kahiye jo para pidai jani re. Vaishnava janato tene kahiye. Oh, that person is Vaishnava, that person is Mahatma. Jo parapidai jani re. One who knows pida, the suffering of others. And he wants to do something. So it's not my own suffering, but the suffering of others, and now the suffering of Bhakti Devi, Gyan and Vairagya. And Narad Muni, he explained further. Could you tell me some more details? Yes, yes. You know, I was traveling, Narad Muni is giving whole narration there. Aham tu prithavim yato yatva sarvottamam iti pushkaram cha prayagam cha kashim godavarim tatha. You know, I travel all over the universe. I go from one planet to another, to another. Sometimes I even go outside the universe and visit Lord in Vaikunth, and then I come back. So while I was in this universe, I thought this prithvi, this earthly planet is the best planet. So let me go to Bhumi, Mother Earth. So as I arrived, I was traveling. I went to Pushkar, I went to Varanasi. There are Saptapuris I visited. I went to Haridwar. Avanti Kanti, Dwaraka, Mathura, Ayodhya. I went to all these places. I also went to all the holy rivers. You know, but, oh, what can I say? I was totally disappointed. The influence of this age of Kali is everywhere. And instead of drinking Charanamrit, people are drinking Coca-Cola everywhere. This is just but one symptom. And I got the news. From Suriname, that even pujaris are not vegetarian. Oh, satyam nasti tapaha saucham daya danam na vidyate. There is no truth being practiced and spoken. Tapaha, no austerities. People are not clean. Maybe they are clean, polished from outside, but their minds and thoughts are dirty. And even those who do Bhagavad Katha, kana lobhena, they do Bhagavad Katha so that they would get some. They have made this business commercial enterprise. Others maintain their families by doing some business with their factory or shop, this and that. There are some brahmanas, some so-called vipras. They are maintaining their family by recitation of Bhagavad Katha. They are making money. Not out of devotion for Bhagavad. So like that, Narad Muni is talking of his first-hand experience of his travels all over earthly planet, all throughout Bharat Varsha. Then finally and luckily, you know, I went to Vrindavan, traveling and traveling. Oh, Vrindavan! Vrindavan Dham ki! Oh! Yamunam tatam apanno yatra lila hare rabhut. Vrindavana dham jaya Vrindavana dham. Vrindavana dham jaya Vrindavana dham.
Vrindavana dham.
Vrindavana dham jaya Vrindavana dham.
Vrindavana dham jaya Vrindavana dham.
ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ
ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ
ರಾಧೆ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಜಯ
ರಾಧೆ ಶ್ಯಾಮ
ರಾಧೆ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಜಯ ರಾಧೆ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ
ಬಲರಾಮ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ
ಗೌರಾನಿತಾಯ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕ ಬೃಂದಾವನ
ಧಾಮ
ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಕ ಬೃಂದಾವನ
ಧಾಮ ಬೃಂದಾವನ
ಧಾಮ ಕ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಧಾಮ ಜಯ ಬೃಂದಾವನ
ಧಾಮ
ಓ ರಾಧೆ ಶ್ಯಾಮ different feelings as he arrived in Vrindavan and he was there on the banks of Jamuna. Much better. He felt relieved there. And experiencing satisfaction and the joy. At the same time, he was very surprised.
Tatrashcharyam maya drishtam shruyatam tanmunishvarah ekatu taruni.
There I saw a young lady. There are two persons put on her by her side. They looked very worn out, very old, and in very critical condition. She almost had lost hope of their survival, but still she was Sushruti Prabodhanti Rudati Chatayo Puraha. She was serving them, comforting them, shedding tears. So I saw her. As I was passing by chanting Narayana, 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 she looked at me. In fact, she got up and she addressed me, Bho Bho Sadho Kshanam Tishta Machittam Api Nashaya.
Oh, saintly person, please stop, stop. Please help.
And I asked, hey, I don't know you. Who are you?
Kvasi tvam kvayi mochema naryaka padma lochana.
Who are you? And who are these two persons in this condition? But at the same time, I see so many beautiful damsels serving you. Who are they?
Oh, I am Bhakti. I am Bhakti Devi. And this is my son Gyan. And this one is Vairagya.
And the Naris, all those ladies that you are seeing and you are talking about, oh, they, oh, that is Ganga. And over there is Saraswati, Godavari.
Narmade Sindhu Kaveri.
You will see all the seven rivers. They're all serving me. As if they are my maid servants. That is Bhakti Devi's position. Ganga, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Kaveri, Sindhu, all these rivers are serving Bhakti Devi.
And she told whole story of her life. You know, I was born Karnataka. Utpanna dravide saham vraddhim karnatake gataha kvachit kvachit maharashtre gurjare jirnani gataha.
I was born in South India, in Dravid Desh, the present day Tamil Nadu. Then I grew up in Karnataka, also in Maharashtra.
I was flourishing. But as we came, myself with Gyan and Gyan and Vairagya, we came to Gujarat, and suddenly, you know, we lost all the luster, all the power, all the strength, and we became sickly. And somehow I managed to come, bringing my children, Gyan and Vairagya. We came to Vrindavan. And here, Vrindavanam punam prapya navineva surupini jata aham yuvati. Upon arrival in Vrindavan, I was recuperated, I was revived. But look, Gyan and Vairagya is still suffering. I want you to find some cure. Oh, why not? But what is this due to? Why this Gyan and Vairagya are suffering? Bhakti Devi is inquiring from Narada. Oh, this is the age of Kali. It's the influence of the age of Kali.
Yada Mukundo Bhagavan Kshyam Tyatva Tyatva Swapadam Gataha
Tadinat Kalirayata Sarvasadhana Badhakaha. From the day Krishna departed, he returned. Krishna disappeared and went back to his Golok Dham. From that day onwards, that was the first day of this age of Kali. And that was 5,108 years ago. We just did that calculation in Trinidad.
Was that Trinidad?
No, in Los Angeles. BC, before Christ, Lord Sri Krishna departed. So 3102 plus 2006. 2006 now. So when you do the total, it is 5108 years ago, to be precise, Lord Krishna left this planet. Swapadam gataha dharma jnana adibhisaha. And he took everything with him. But luckily and kindly, as Lord departed, disappeared from the scene, something else has appeared on the scene.
Kalo nasta drasham esham.
As Kali Yuga appeared, there's a darkness of ignorance everywhere. People, they were kind of studying the whole world, studying the cosmology and astronomy and physics and chemistry and this and that, but they did not know about themselves. Oh, who are you? I don't know. They did not know who they are. They know everything else, nothing about themselves. And what about Lord? They don't know. What about your relationship with the Lord? I don't care. And what happens when you die? When we die, everything is finished. When the body is finished, everything's finished.
Kutaha punaragamano bhavet
भस्मी भूतस्य देहस्य कुतः पुनरागमनो भवेत्.
When the body is finished, everything is finished. This kind of ignorance of this age of Kali, we don't know who we are, who Krishna is, what is our relationship, what happens when we leave the bodies, whether we turn left or right. We have no plan, no idea, nothing. Totally ignorant. That planning we learn from Bhagavatam. That how to, what is the destination? What journey? Which path we traverse upon once we are out of these bodies? So people lost their eyesight. Kalau nastra drasham esham. But kindly, what happened? Adhuna, now, very beginning of the age of Kali. Purana arka uditaha. Srimad Bhagavatam appeared. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Krishna departed. Bhagavatam appeared. So, Narad Muni was explaining where is Gyan, where is Vairagya? And of course, this question should be raised. Where is my Gyan? My Vairagya, where is my knowledge about myself, Adhyatma Vidya? What about me? What about Tyag and Vairagya, renunciation, detachment? These are two limbs, aspects of Krishna consciousness, of bhakti. Bhakti along with Jnana and Vairagya.
Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yadhaitukam.
Bhagavatam says, as one performs devotional service, it is expected that they will also soon, Ashu, quickly, they will have knowledge and Vairagya, Jnana and Vairagya. Not just bhakti or some kind of religionist, some kind of dharma, dharmic people, but no knowledge. Nake tilak galai mala and kalir chela. It's a nice tilak on the forehead, nice kanti mala, but still a follower of the age of Kali. Still there is a beady. Complete, fully equipped when we have devotion. Bhakti we have, and we have Jnana and Vairagya also. So this is what is being talked here. So how to revive this Jnana and Vairagya? How to rejuvenate them, make them lively, living, otherwise they are dead almost. So then Narad Muni thought he could help. Yes, yes, I could help. And he started chanting different mantras. Oh. We are just chanting the beginning of the mantras. All the mantras begin with, we are chanting the Vedic mantras. He chanted mantras from Vedas, the Puranas, the Upanishads, right in the ears of this Jnana and Vairagya. He was shouting out loud these mantras of all different Shastras. Okay, this is over. Another Shastra, another Shastra, another Shastra. And of course, by now, the Jnana and Vairagya, they have started kind of moving and opening their eyes a little bit. But they still had no strength to get up and sit, what to speak of, get up and go run. So some help was there, but not sufficient, just little bit. So what to do, what to do? Then he was told, yes, keep traveling to the holy places. You will meet Mahatmas, and they will tell you what you should be doing so that this Jnana and Vairagya, this family of Bhakti Devi, is revived. So traveling to all the holy places, finally Narad Muni is at Badrikashram and he's meeting these four Kumaras. So four Kumaras. So Narad Muni says, please, I'm exhausted. I tried my best, tried this, tried that. Is anything else I should be doing? You please tell me. Yes, yes. One thing you have not done. You have not recited Srimad Bhagavatam. You have recited every other scripture. But you have missed the point. Let us organize Bhagavad Katha for the benefit of Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya. Who will recite the four Kumara? We will recite Srimad Bhagavad Katha. This whole proposal. Where could this Katha be held? Or this could be held on the bank of Ganga, at the foothills of Himalayan mountain, right there at Haridwar. So as four Kumaras proposed, Narad Muni was now hopeful that this, at least this would work, this solution. So news spread all over the world, and from everywhere they all came to listen to Bhagavad Katha. On the banks of Ganga, and Haridwar is in the middle, Vrindavan is in south, and Badrikashram is in north. So four Kumaras, Narad Muni, they climbed down. They were on the top of the Himalayan mountain, Badrikashram. They climbed down, they came to Haridwar. And Bhakti Devi comes with Jnana and Vairagya to Haridwar. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And to this lesson, to this katha. As Bhakti Devi comes, is coming, singing. What does he sing? Then I'm going to sing that. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. Chanting this mantras, this short song, Bhakti Devi enters. That Bhagavad Yajna Shala. And she was, and today we have this family here. Singh, huh? You're also known as Singh? Is that their name? Singh? They are the hosts here. For their benefit, they are reciting this Bhagavad Katha, and others, their family and friends also have, Hare Krishna friends, Hare Krishna devotees also have come from all over the country, the nearby countries, some distant countries. To listen to this katha, everybody from the universe, all those great personalities have assembled. So basically, in the front row, there's Narad Muni, Bhakti Devi, Gyan Vairagya, they are sitting, listening to katha. And four Kumaras begin the recitation of Bhagavatam. Sada Sevya, Sada Sevya, Srimad Bhagavati Katha, Yasya Shravana Matrena, Harishchittam Samashraye. Always serve Bhagavad Katha. Sada Sevya, Sada Sevya. Bhagavati Katha. Always render service to Bhagavad Katha. How? Listen to Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavatam. Serve Bhagavatam. Yasya Shravana Matrena. Just by listening to this Bhagavad Katha, Harishchittam Samashrayet, you will capture Hari. Hari will reside in your chitta. He will enter your consciousness, your heart, your life will be full of Hari. And as he enters, Hari enters your life. What does Hari do? Hari is that person who takes away all the distress from your life. That's the meaning of Hari. Harati. Savai Harati. Pumsam. All the suffering, all the inconvenience, all the distress, Lord is stealing, taking away. That is what Hari does. Enters the heart, and all that is troublesome in the the heart. He takes away, he removes.
Radyantasto hi abhadrani vidhunoti surit satam.
Cleansing, he does a cleansing of the heart.
And they go on glorifying Bhagavatam. They also talk of very, very interesting history.
Gokarna and Dhundakari, which you have to read yourself. That's homework for you. But a few chapters are dealing with very interesting, enlightening two brothers. One was a very learned pandit, but not just ordinary pandits doing just karma karn, but he was a bhakta, devotee. He recited Bhagavatam for the benefit of the other brother. He was killed by his prostitute wives. He married the prostitutes and they tricked and cheated him. Oh, what a horrible death it was. Well, this is what you get. When you don't choose the chaste wife. So then he let so this Dhundakari, the other brother was Dhundakari, he becomes a ghost. He got out of that body, but he did not get another body. So was the hanging in the middle. Then his brother was finding solution. What to do? What to do? How could I help? How could I help? And he tried different things and nothing was working out. Then he was told by Surya Narayan that you have to recite Bhagavatam for your brother's benefit. So be it. So he organized Bhagavad Katha and brother Gokarna was reciting Bhagavad and Dhundakari was listening. Dhundakari entered a bamboo which had seven parts, you know. Because he had a kind of airy body. So he had to take shelter of something. So he took shelter of that bamboo. By the end of each day, what was happening? There was an explosion. And he was kind of getting liberated that much. End of the second day, what happened? Another explosion. Became more liberated by hearing Bhagavatam. More bhakti, more jnana, more vairagya. End of the third day, and fourth day, and fifth day, and sixth, and seventh day! And he was fully liberated and developed full devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by now he had a body. But it was not made up of prithvi, aap, tej, vayu, akash. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. It was not made up of pancha mahabhutas. It was his spiritual body. His eternal body. The body fit to enter Vaikunth and stay there and serve the Lord eternally.
So at the end of this Bhagavad Katha, 7-day Bhagavad Katha, one Viman aircraft landed near there. And the air hosts signaled, "Yes, come on in, come on, you. So that he got up, and as he was going to take his seat, so the speaker of Bhagavatam, Gokarna, he had a question, "Hey, what happened? Hey!" Everyone was listening to my katha, not just my brother. I was expecting everyone to go to Vaikunth by this time. Why did he not bring big jumbo jets? He had come with just one helicopter, just one seater airplane. What went wrong? What is the difference between my brother's hearing and others also were hearing? And it was pointed out by those Haridasas. They had come. They were Devadutas, Vishnudutas. They said, "The difference is, yes, his katha was heard by everybody. Mananam, mananam. But only one person did the mananam, the hearing, with all eagerness. And after hearing, he also contemplated.
Shravanasya vibhedena phalabhedotra samsthitaha shravanam tu kratam sarvair natatha mananam kritam.
Yes, everybody did shravanam. Something happened, something went wrong, happened. Don't change. Yeah, there's some kind of hearing, or some of them were also attending their mobile phones, or some of them were looking at the watches, and some were like a hired. But this person was very eager, very anxious, heard with full attention, and in between katha time, one katha ended, another katha, he was thinking and of those topics spoken the night before, the day before, contemplating on those subject matters. This is what this Gokarna did, not Gokarna, Dhundakari did. And he has become, as a result, he has become qualified, become eligible to go to Vaikunth. He also heard with all faith. Shraddha vallabhati jnanam samshayatma vinashati. Shraddha vallabhati jnanam. One who has faith, one who hears with faith, labhati jnanam, he attains knowledge. One who doubts, is doubtful, he will be ruined. So then these Haridasas propose, "You know, you can do another katha and let them follow this formula, this guideline of mananam shraddha van labhati jnanam. Let them have the similar mood as this person was very desperate to hear. He used to be the first one to come and take the seat in the front row." See, if others would do, then for sure Lord will arrange for their Vaikuntha Gamanam, their departure for Vaikunth. And this is what he did. Another time Bhagavad Katha was organized for 7 days
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And now this time they were in full attention, they were hearing. Faithfully they were hearing. And after Katha they were thinking and contemplating and even talking with each other the Katha of the previous day, keeping it fresh. And Lord was entering their hearts and their consciousness and they were getting purified and purified and purified. And by the end of the 7 day Katha, when there was Purnahuti, so many planes from Vaikunth Lok arrived and so many Haridasas, they were there. And everyone, they all boarded the planes. And they all went, "We are going back to home." They were saying, "We are going back to home, back to Godhead." "Where are you going?" "Back to home." "Back to home." So they're all taking their seats and the engines were starting and they were all going back to home, back to Godhead. Where Krishna resides in his own abode. Golokanamni nijadhamni tale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridhamasu Teshu Teshu. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govinda Adi Purusha Tama Aham Bhajami. Govinda Adi Purusha Tama Aham Bhajami. Govinda Adi Purusha.